the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Business, Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about, first of all, how you should become a celebrity in your niche. And also, I want to talk to you about why you should become a celebrity in your niche. So, I said this before, over the last couple of months, we've taken quite a bit of time off. We took about 2 months off for July and August. And school holidays, wanted to take some time off. It's summer, go paddleboarding, go canoeing in the sea, go swimming, played a lot of ball, all of that good stuff, right? All that stuff that we all dream about and so on. So, we're very fortunate, we're off to go do that stuff. And during that time, I did very little work, I'll be honest with you. I did maybe two podcasts. I don't think I did a video. I didn't do really much in terms of taking on new clients, other than actually having the strategy sessions to see if they were a good fit. And it turned out that some of them were and some of them weren't. And actually, in that sort of 6 to 8 weeks where we didn't do any work, we actually took on 5 new clients. And the reason why we're able to take on 5 new clients, despite doing very little work, is because in my niche, which is both in property coaching, so we help people buy assets that generate monthly cash flow. It's one thing we're very good at. And if they haven't got the money to be able to afford to buy the assets, then we can help them with lease options and rent to rent. So we help them do that. And then the other side of things that we do is we help people generate new leads, fresh leads for their business. So they're the two things that we're really, really good at. And it ties into those 3 rules that we've got. And those 3 rules are cut your costs. We use a spreadsheet to do that. Generate cash. We do that by helping people discover how to find new leads and new clients. And then once we've got that cash, we get them to move it over into investing into long-term wealth, which generally is property for me. And it's for my clients. We've got some great success at all 3 areas in that 3-step process of cutting costs, generating cash, and invest in the rest. And so this podcast really comes into the generating of cash, obviously. Because if, let's just say you're a financial advisor, let's just take that. And, let's say nobody knows about you. Well, how are you going to do your work? Well, you're going to have to pick up the phone and maybe cold call. Maybe you go to networking events. Maybe you send out letters. And all of that stuff is pretty much effective, certainly in the olden days it was, but it takes an awful lot of work and it's too much for me. I don't do any of that stuff. And we call that push marketing, where you're literally pushing what you have onto other people. Some of them are suspecting and others are unsuspecting people who are going to get your stuff effectively. Some of them want it, but most of them don't. And it's a lot of work because you've got to knock on an awful lot of doors in order to find someone who actually wants to do business with you. But the way in which we do it is what we call pull marketing, where if somebody wants something, then they will go onto the internet and then usually they'll find me. That's one of, not always, obviously, they'll find some of our competitors or other people that might be able to help them get the result that they want. But generally, they go out and find me. They find the iTunes podcast, they find the videos on YouTube, they find me posting on social media, they find me writing articles for other people and being interviewed on podcasts and that sort of thing. And so when we're talking about becoming a celebrity in your niche, I mean, for example, one of the unique things about me is I really am lazy. And I really am. And I used to think it was a really bad thing about being lazy. We see Gary Vaynerchuk talking about being really busy all the time. We see Grant Cardone working 18-hour days and being busy all the time, not taking holidays. And whilst that's okay for them, for me, that's not necessarily what I wanted to do. I wanted just to, just have an easy life. Wake up whenever, go to bed whenever, eat whenever, work out whenever, work whenever. Whatever it suited me, and I got to be able to do whatever I wanted to do. And I reckon a lot of people want that, but you're sort of indoctrinated into this idea that you've got to work really hard, 18-hour days to be successful. If you're not, then, that's not, you're not doing it. You're not crushing it, as they say in America. You've got to crush it, man, you're crushing it. I was on training this weekend, and I got told, because we were talking about podcasting, and I was helping some people with their podcasts, and I'm the guy that's crushing it on podcasts. And it's like, it's so American, isn't it? And so why should you become a celebrity in your niche? Well, you think about it. Let's say that you're that financial guy and you walk into a room And people look at you and they know who you are instantly. They know what you sound like. They know what you look like. And they come up to you and there's a queue of people waiting to speak to you. Well, that's happened to me. It's the most weirdest thing ever. But what happens is you become what's called a micro celebrity in your niche. And so, like, it also part of your niche might be, this happened to me another time in Leeds. And part of that niche is people who live in Leeds are more likely to know about me because that's my hometown. I've probably come up on search engine rankings a lot more. The other time it happened was at a networking, a property event it was. And people came up to me and there's queues of people wanting to speak to me. And it's just like, that's just totally weird. To begin with, it's totally weird until it becomes normal. And it becomes normal because I've become a micro celebrity in that niche. People want a property coach, then a lot of people know about who I am. And the only reason that they know who I am is because the articles that we put out, the podcasts that we put out, the images that we put on social media, the videos that we put out. Dude, we haven't even got the book written yet. We haven't got a book, and yet we have all these people wanting to speak to me because I'm the celebrity in the niche. I'm the person that you know about, the person that you've heard of, the person that you've listened to, the person that you've seen on videos and images and that sort of thing. And so naturally, who are you going to do business with? You're going to do business with a guy that's been there consistently, or are you going to be do business with a guy who's just turned up and then leaves? Like, and you can't find him, you can't remember who he was or what he sounds like or what he looks like. Who are you going to do business with? And that's exactly why you should be becoming a micro celebrity within your niche. It's such a powerful phrase. And people go, oh, not little old me. I don't know enough. What do I know? And it's like, you just have to be further ahead than everybody else. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to have more answers along that journey than the next one and the next one and the next one. And luckily for me, you know, we've been in property 17 years. Do you think I know a lot about property? Of course, we've got 17 years. It'd be really difficult not to know a lot about property after 17 years. Are there new ideas that have come through? Of course. But do we know about them? Of course we do, because we implemented them as well. As well as the older school stuff, some of which still works today, a lot of which still works today. Some of this new stuff comes through and we implement that in our business. We put our own little take on it. We get those results. And my clients get the benefit of that 17 years experience in property and the new experience that we've got from like lease options and rent to rent, all that newfangled stuff that's come through recently. I say recently, that's like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old anyway. So you have to raise your level of awareness in your clients and you become the micro celebrity. You become the go-to person for helping people solve whatever problem it is that they've got. And you can do that, but you've got to take the action that will help you become a micro celebrity. So in fact, the step one to becoming a micro celebrity is mindset. If you don't believe that what you've got is worthwhile, then you're never going to be a micro celebrity. And how on earth are you going to sell yourself? You know, if you're that financial advisor guy, how are you going to sell financial services if you don't believe that you're the best one out there? So like, and I'm not saying here that you become or you feel that you're the best one out there and you haven't got the substance behind it. You know, sell the sizzle and not the steak. You can sell the sizzle, but do you know what? That steak has still got to be really good. That steak has got to be one of the best out there as well. So that comes down to knowledge as well and experience. And by the way, those two things, knowledge and experience, you put those two together, you get confidence. That's where confidence comes from. If you have, this is what where most people fall down. They have the knowledge. They know how to do something. But they're not confident. It's like, well, why are you not confident? It's like, well, I've not done it before. So you haven't got the experience? Yeah, so that's why. So go do it, and then you can implement your knowledge. You'll have the experience, then you feel confident about it. So you can't just be selling the sizzle without the steak. You've got to know what you're doing. And luckily for me, we do, after 17 years in the property industry. What about finding leads? What about being able to generate new leads? Well, we do that on autopilot. We do that without even doing any more work. We do it without any Facebook ads. We do it for free. We take 2 months off and we close 5 clients and it didn't cost any money in order to do that. And the reason for that is because those assets that we've created turns us into being a micro celebrity. I can't tell you the number of people that we meet randomly and they go, I've listened to your podcast. And you're like, what? Yeah, I listened to your podcast. It's really good. Thanks for that. I love the one where you sat in a cafe on a beachfront and you can hear all the noise in the background. I'm like, what, you enjoyed that one? He said, yeah, that was your best one yet. Oh my gosh, I'm sat having a coffee and you can hear the waiters in the background. I didn't think it was very good. No, but it was brilliant. It just goes to show that when you've got something to say and something to share, you shouldn't just wait, you should just share it because the content is so worthwhile. I was like, that's amazing. And that's That's me becoming a micro-celebrity within my niche. And so the next niche that we're becoming a micro-celebrity in is helping people learn and understand how to become a micro-celebrity, how to close leads and how to generate leads without actually doing any work. And we do that, obviously, by podcasts and videos, and there's some extra stuff that we do, some magic sauce, some secret ingredients that we put in there that we can't share on a podcast, because that's how we make money. That's how we get clients signing up, because they want that secret sauce. They want to know how to create a podcast that sell. But not necessarily that sell even, because actually we don't do any selling on our podcasts. I don't think we've done any selling on any podcasts. We've invited people for a strategy session, which maybe could be construed as selling, I don't know, but we don't do any selling on podcasts. All we do is give really good information and actionable content. That in itself is selling. But we don't go for a close. We don't go, buy my stuff. It's 25 quid, buy it now. We don't do any of that stuff. And yet we're still generating leads. Because of the podcast and because of the videos and the articles and the images and everything else that we do in our business. And so if you're not doing that in your business, you're missing a massive trick. I met a guy this weekend, really, really, really nice guy. And he's not doing any podcasts and he's not on social media. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He goes to networking events and he goes to BNI at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, screw that. I'd rather get up at 11. Look, I've got a young child who's coming up to 2. I wish I could get up at 11. But I could if we didn't have a baby, right? So, but I can get up and I can go back to bed, whatever. But I can go do whatever. If I want to go do a podcast, I can go do a podcast. That is the new networking for me, and that's what's worked really well. And so how do you become a micro-celebrity? So we understand why you should do it. It's because this stuff, the marketing just works whether you're there or not. It works wonderfully. So how do you do it? Well, that's the magic sauce, isn't it, right there? But I can tell you, there's 4 steps that you can be doing immediately. And the first step is get a podcast. The second step is you've got to start creating some videos, some really good content videos. But you're not selling in these videos. And this is the mistake that people make, is they think, I've got to do a video and every video I have to sell. And that's totally wrong. You've got to add value in everything that you do. And then people will decide whether to come and do business with you. You've got to create articles. You've got to create images and that sort of thing that you can get posted out on social media. So a lot of my images, one this morning was my cafe macchiato, my latte macchiato. It was a picture of a coffee next to the pool, and it had an inflatable X-Wing from Star Wars in the pool that's going down a little bit. And I made a little joke about trying to lift it up and get it out of a pool. But I failed because I don't believe it. And that is why you fail, to quote Star Wars. And so that's like the lifestyle thing. That's what ties into my avatars, as we call them, which are the people who want what I sell. The people generally like me between 34, 35 and 55. They're generally male, but we do have some ladies coming through as well. But generally, 50% of all of them that come through between 34 and 55 are the men. And so that's what they aspire to be and have and do and be like. And so that's why we put that sort of marketing out there. It works really, really well. And so that's how you become a micro-celebrity. But you don't just do this one weekend and go, right, that's it. I click my fingers, micro-celebrity, 5 videos, 5 podcasts, 5 images, 5 articles. That's it. I'm done. Thank you very much. That's not how it works. Today, we've been in property 17 years. We've taken us 17 years to get to this stage. I wish I knew now what I, back then, what I know now, because we could accelerate that within 12 weeks. Easily. There's a set format that you have to follow to becoming a micro celebrity within your niche. As soon as you do that and you start to own that niche, who do you think the people are going to go to when they want the products that you sell? They're going to speak to the guy that's famous, the guy that they know about. Have you ever been somewhere? And let's say a total random, let's say a skateboarding event, right? And then a guy walks through and everyone's like going crazy. And you look around, it's just some dude in a t-shirt and shorts. And you're like, and he's got a funny hairstyle. And you're like, who the heck is that? I have no idea who it is. And everyone's screaming. And it's because he's like the world's most famous skateboarder. And you know, he's a micro celebrity within his niche, but he can go out on a bus somewhere and nobody knows who he is. That's because they've become a micro celebrity within that small area. He's created a large following, and that's exactly what you want. So look, if you're confused about that, then drop me a line. If you want more help about how to become a celebrity in your niche, then just hit me up on Facebook, drop me an email, come and say hi. Love to hear back from you. Okay, my name's Dan Latter. My website is at www.daniellatter.co.uk. Hope to hear back from you, and until the next time, we'll speak soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.